Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. In the June 1st issue of Liberty Coin Service's newsletter called Liberty's Outlook, I forecasted a two-thirds probability that the price of gold would reach $1,450 and silver $20 by Labor Day. These targets were about 20 and 25% above their respective prices on June 1st, making them bold predictions. Now that we are past Labor Day, it is time to hold myself accountable for what I said. The price of gold never came close to my target. Still, from June 1st to this past Tuesday, the first trading day after Labor Day, the price of gold rose more than 11%. That is better than almost all other possible investments over the past 3 months. So, even though I didn't get the extent of the gold price increase, I was right on target in predicting the direction that the price would go. As for silver, it topped $20 way back on July 6th. It bounced around above and below that figure for the next 6 weeks before falling below $19. But the day after Labor Day, the price of silver closed just over $20. Not only did silver reach my forecasted target early, it also rose more than 26% from the beginning of June to this past Tuesday. Even though I wasn't exactly correct on both targets, people who took them to heart have to be pleased. Anyone who decided to purchase gold or silver in early June on the basis of my predictions is now sitting in a nice profit position. Almost certainly they are better off having done so than if they had invested in just about anything else. Everyone now is asking me what I see for gold and silver prices from now into the future. There are two developing significant financial changes underway that have received almost no media coverage. Between them, I fully expect much higher gold and silver prices within the next year, and perhaps very soon. For your own financial well-being, you need to know this information. Tune in again next Wednesday as I give you the details here on Things You Know That Just Aren't So and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.